attacks may be made in many ways, with bombs or with biological weapons. This might be one.
Our master will be pleased. I brought all of these souls to him. I taught them his worship. I corrupted them for him. I knew he was supreme when no one else did. I built a chapel to Satan. And I prayed to him and I made a pact with him.
You presumed too much.
I know, but it does make a fine jest. The kind of jest that would amuse Satan. Your Excellency.
I have no title. Why do you call me Excellency?
Mag ik nog heel even radio luisteren?
Nou, heel eventjes dan, hè. En als je maar wel luistert naar Hilversum 1 of 2, hè. Dat zijn keurige zenders met nette muziek.
Ja, moeder.
En niet naar die radiopiraat met zijn jij muziek. Goed zo, liefje.
Mind control. One said, I think every last one of us felt sorry to attempt this kind of thing. We knew we were crossing the line. It was fun, fun, fun. Mind control. Throw all of your normal law-abiding concepts out of the window. Here's a chance to raise merry hell. The Oshawa School of Mayhem and Murder. As this 1952 CIA memo says, the aim is controlling an individual to the point where he will do our bidding against his will. How it could be used to manipulate people. The purpose of the drug testing. To produce symptoms similar to those that you see in schizophrenia. We didn't delineate all the possibilities of what might happen because then you contaminate your experiment. We didn't know whether it was dog piss, electrodes implanted in the brain. Electrodes implanted in the brain, paranoid ideas, psychological disorders. In other words, brainwashing. The next step was what he called psychic driving. This involved almost endless tape-recorded messages and more drugs for the patient.
Heroin. It's the reason you put bars on your windows. The reason you've got a big dog. Heroin. Heroin. Why nobody feels safe. Heroin. Get the pusher off your block, out of your life. If you know a license plate number, a street corner, a description, anything specific, call the National Heroin Hotline, 800-368-5363. It's a free call from anywhere in the country, and you don't have to give any information about yourself. Only him. Fix the pusher. Call Heroin Hotline in Washington, D.C., 800-368-5363. It's run by the federal government.
The jungle he built on the...
...voor onze tong afsnijden. Dan dat we nog één verkeerd woord zouden spreken. Dan dat we u ook nog maar één keer zouden misbruiken. Rioolachtig. Gij hebt ons vanavond een ernstige waarschuwing gegeven.
Toestand.
Dat mensen denken, ach, we gaan plezier maken.
De jungle die wilde nu spaarten zich, elke dag weer. Maar niemand weet of hij terug zal komen. Of hij zijn vrouw en kinderen nog terug zal zien. Dat is de jungle van het verkeer. En in die jungle leven wij. Maar overleven wij die jungle. Neem nou die heer die daar gaat stoppen. En kijk eens weer. Voorzichtigheid in persoon.
Zo meneer.
Die dag!
Spike, listen. I know where that thing is out there. And if you kill us, you're not going to get out of here alive either.
Whether I live or die, that ain't the question. All I know is you're going to die!
When someone takes cocaine, a primary side effect is an accelerated heartbeat coupled with elevated blood pressure. Sometimes A person can even go into convulsion. But crack, which is a mixture of cocaine with either ammonia or baking soda and water, is even more harmful to the body, and 5 to 10 times more addictive than cocaine.
Can you believe this? Television, radio, newspapers, my parents, now even my teacher. Everybody's saying the same old thing. Don't do coke. Stay away from it.
Crack up.
Sometimes dealers mix the cocaine with anything that looks white.
Poliomyelitis. Encephalitis. Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Ringworm. Infectious diarrhea, murine typhus, malaria, influenza, communicable diseases, many diseases like tuberculosis, poliomyelitis, and influenza survive in man and are spread from person to person. Some diseases spread by other means. Rats may carry typhus. Mice may cause bacillary dysentery. Mosquitoes bring malaria, dengue, encephalitis. Ticks bring Rocky Mountain fever, relapsing fever. Flies carry typhoid, trachoma. Fleas carry bubonic plague. Some diseases spread from contaminated meat or food. Raw milk may cause diphtheria, undulant fever. Polluted water, schistosomiasis, cholera. Every year, hundreds of thousands of people suffer from communicable diseases.
Wij zijn bang dat je aan het radicaliseren bent.
Ja.
Ja.
Ik?
Mm-hmm.
Hoezo?
Nou, toen we het laatst hadden over stikstof, zei jij niks.
Ja, alsof er geen stikstofprobleem is.
Ja.
Maar ik vind het heel erg.
Maar daar merken wij niks van.
Nee.
En je deed een mokko-accentje?
Ja.
Hey, serieus? Hey, sowieso, man.
En nou doe je het weer. Nee, ik vind dat niet kunnen. Ik vind dat islamofoob.
Ik doe heel veel accentjes.
Nee, Peter, dit kan dus niet meer.
En je hebt ook geen he, him of she, her op je Insta staan?
Wij hebben allemaal pronouns staan, maar jij hebt niks. Je hebt helemaal niks.
Jij staat met je rug naar de nieuwe tijd.
Ze vinden jou heel erg rechts geworden.
Ik stem D66.
Ja, kom. Dit dus heel erg rechts.
En je hebt laatst een stukje van Theo Maassen geluisterd. Ja, dat was een heel grappig stukje.
Dit. Precies dit. Exact wat je nu zegt. Doodeng. Zo kennen we jou helemaal niet.
Je hebt geen LGBTQ-vlag.
Nee.
Je hebt geen Oekraïense vlag.
Nee.
Je neemt geen enkele stelling.
Ik ben hetero, dus...
Dus gaat het jou niet aan?
Waarom neem je nooit een vriendin van kleur?
Ja, of een vriendin met een beperking.
En waarom heb je je auto nog niet weggedaan?
Zit je nou serieus om fucking gebakken ei te eten? Het is een dierlijk product, man.
Dit is de reden waarom we jou niet meer kunnen zien.
Jij bent extreem rechts geworden en dat kunnen wij niet accepteren.
Nee.
Wij zijn extreem rechts. Jullie zijn extreem links. Hè? Wij niet. Wij zijn redelijk.
Nee, jij bent extreem. Je D66.
Veel geluk, Peter. Ik denk dat je nieuwe vrienden moet gaan zoeken.
Wij gaan jou overal blokkeren.
Of...
De Volkskrant, Peter?
What is the outer limit of fear that drives a man to the point of terror?
To be so good.
And what drives a man from the point of terror and into the arms of his mistress's daughter? You can stand the shock of the dark side of fear.
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks
Stalin,
within the human mind.
Stalin, Zinoviev.
Yes, read your newspapers.
The ultimate kind
you have printed for
this
me.
This is a...
One single copy for Lenin. Single copies full of good news. What a waste of money just to keep me out of politics. Let Comrade Lenin read your fairy tales. What nonsense. What damn nonsense.
To help you recover.
No, to keep me out of politics. So, I am not to know what's going on in the country. Forbidden to read our own newspapers. Let Comrade Lenin read your fairy tales. What nonsense. What damn nonsense.
No, it's to speed your recovery. We need your recovery. We need Comrade Lenin's leadership.
Why did you call crack, you stupid
racist bitch. Did you think that I wouldn't know? He's not for me. We trust you anyway. What are you trying to do, to kill him?
Comrade Lenin has ordered us to hold high and keep pure.
Comrade Lenin has enjoined us to keep the unity.
You're dead. You're dead.
Suppose you knew who you had been in a previous life.
What is this, some kind of a joke or something? You've signed the name of the deceased.
Where?
Ascariasis. Ascariasis is a type of roundworm infection caused by the parasite Ascaris lumbricoides that infects humans in the small intestine. Ascariasis is one of the most common worm infections all over the world. It is more prevalent in tropical or subtropical areas where there are poor and no modern sanitation. Most infections are mild, but if left untreated, it can spread to another part of the body and lead to dangerous complications such as inflammation of the abdominal cavity lining, bowel obstruction, inflammation of the pancreas, inflammation of the gallbladder. What does the World Health Organization have to say about ascariasis?
The nation is in chaos. Death and destruction sweeps the country.
Scabies is a skin condition that results from the human itch mite burrowing under the skin to live and feed, typically resulting in varying levels of discomfort and distress on the part of the human host. The parasite is widespread and not specific to any geographical location or socioeconomic condition. While prolonged skin-to-skin contact is the most commonly recognized method of transmission, the mites can survive for up to 4 days off of humans and easily pass from one person to another via infested bedding, furniture, towels, and similar items. Fortunately, modern treatments have shortened the recovery time of humans infected with the parasite. However, it is highly advisable to implement a thorough cleaning regimen to eliminate the potential for further spread and infestation.
First, we will take Eastern Europe. Next, the masses of Asia. Then we shall encircle the last bastion of capitalism, the United States of America. We shall not have to attack. It will fall like an overripe fruit into our hands. To the anti-communist Batista government. Again, as with the fall of China, the United States ordered an embargo at a crucial point in the Cuban revolt. However, Castro's agents in Florida were able to obtain great volumes of fighting equipment. East Asia has been intensified by the communists. And now, with the acknowledged communization of Cuba and increasing red penetration in Latin America, a giant step has been taken toward the complete encirclement of America.
I'm Bill Cosby, and the kids in Los Angeles have a slogan, Speed Kills. And they're not referring to safe driving habits. They're talking about a group of drugs, including ups, meth, pep pills, dex, even bennies. Dangerous drugs, sometimes fatal to the users. And you should know about the up drugs. You may even be taking some now and not be aware of the danger. Write for this free booklet, The Up and Down Drug. Don't guess about drugs when you can have the facts.
Bijna even plotseling als hij begon is de...
For many months, more than 4 million people punished by the peaceful applications of atomic energy. It's a symbol of the growing trend to produce nuclear energy, creating an atomic revolution next to the cobalt-60 radiation source. The Atomic Energy Commission undertook a greatly expanded program to catalog methyl methacrylate and vinyl acetate, compression, impact strength, abrasion to determine wearing characteristics.
Not one Democrat voted for us, and they wouldn't vote only because they hate Trump. But I hate them too, you know that? So it's sort of, I hate them. I cannot stand them because I really believe they hate our country. You want to know the truth?
During the past decade, an epidemic of ritual crime has swept our nation at an alarming rate. Law-abiding citizens report satanic crimes in every state, and the number of cases investigated by police continues to rise. Well-organized satanic groups are creating a reign of death and destruction, which cannot be ignored.
Scheiße auf.
The FBI's 1988 Uniform Crime Report indicates more than 18,000 murder investigations during that year, and 26% of those murders listed as bizarre or...
Nu het schoolseizoen is afgelopen, is met de vakanties het kampeerseizoen begonnen. En omdat steeds meer mensen besluiten een tent te kopen, en dan liefst zo'n linnen bungalow, hebben wij gemeend voor die nieuwelingen wat eenvoudige tips op film te moeten vastleggen. Als het huis eenmaal overeind staat, wat zo'n eerste keer allerminst meevalt, dan is het zaak om het goed te verankeren. Het is het beste om de pennen schuin in de grond te steken en ze zo enigszins mogelijk goed te borgen. Dan bestaat er de minste kans op een luchtreis bij sterke wind. Het scheuren van het frame is daarvoor ook aan te bevelen. Men denkt niet dat zomerstormen uitsluitend in Nederland voorkomen. Daarom is het verstandig om altijd voldoende stormlijnen mee te nemen en ook de kleine tenten extra te beschermen. Een ervaren buurman zal u graag helpen bij de juiste bevestiging ervan.
Go! Pour out your bowls of wrath upon the earth! Bring it on!
Fires caused by the continuing meteorite showers are still blazing around the country for the 11th straight day, while freak weather conditions persist across the world. Floodwaters in Belgium are still rising, and the mudslides in Central America have sparked fears of the spread of disease.
Yesterday's riots left more than 300 dead. This is part of a pattern of civil disobedience across the world that follows each new natural disaster.
They think it's the end of the bloody world. They're rioting in the streets.
Please.
And as the days go by, he looks for more kicks, more escape from the troubles he brings on himself. Each time he feels the need for kicks or he's troubled, he returns to marijuana. He knows that marijuana isn't physically addicting. He doesn't know he's become psychologically dependent on it. But he's not worried. He knows he can handle it. In time, the continued use of marijuana causes psychic and physiological changes in his body. While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed. A low curve appears as a precipice. With a distortion of sight and sound, time is suspended. Fast action appears slow. The whole world is distorted. When the big blow comes, angry, resentful, humiliated.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
It says in Luke 21:11 that there are going to be great earthquakes in various places, famines, and there's the word.
Hersenspoeling. Ondergaat een mens onterende hersenspoeling. Mens onterende hersenspoeling.
Maar hij moet zich daarbij voordoen als homo om haar man niet jaloers te maken.
Ik ga met een bandje met de vooruitgang, de techniek.
Over 2 jaar vergaat de wereld. Hij heeft zijn aanhangers opgeroepen zich voor te bereiden op de dood.
Weet u wel wat u zegt? En ondertussen mag de tuig gewoon verder gaan.
On the alert all over the world to defend this country against aggression.
What happens to our youthful citizen soldiers when they are away from their army camp? But for those in the minority who follow their youthful curiosity toward other directions.
The search is professionally thorough. Every possession is examined and placed in one pile.
All right, put your right hand in the middle of your back. Palm out. All right, move up. Put your head against the wall. Put your left hand in the middle of your back. Palm out.
Study of this soldier's case may include psychiatric help.
I'm a blazing infinitude of supreme energy. The fiery lightning strike of pure willpower. Oceanic strength.
Fuck.
Measured in galactic.
Fuck, godverdomme. Vuile achterlijke randebiel hier met dat ding. Godverdomme. Shit.
Hey, hello.
Remember me?
I heard about you. You're that very interesting, creative documentary cameraman that Max always recommends to me. Hey, I'm Gregory. Pleased to meet you. Hey, listen, could you just, step aside a bit? I have to take pictures of this. We're gonna make this in Hollywood. Rebuild the whole thing. Yeah. So what are you shooting? Max tells me you make very interesting, creative documentaries about empty streets and empty walls. Now that's a good shot right there. Look at that. Take it up there. Max doesn't understand that you're not the kind of cameraman that Hollywood is waiting for. You know, like Max is an actor, even if he could lose a couple of pounds. A couple of hundred pounds, that is. Hollywood is not about me and Max's girl. Fuck her, you know, and then fuck her. And Max, fuck him, and then fuck him, you know? The only lesson that Hollywood teaches is to fuck everyone and then to fuck everything. And the minute you learn that, you can stop making these very fucking interesting creative documentaries about empty streets and empty skies and so on, because you can only fuck yourself.
California, a governor's task force has determined that punk rockers are society's new subversives and must be treated as such.
Your attention, please. This is Dick Chapman, one of your official civil defense broadcasters with a special message. Military authorities have advised us that an enemy attack by air is imminent.
Tonight, Dolores had a few drinks, did some crack, and ended up another tragic story. Only she doesn't know it yet. Drugs make you forget. And if you forget how risky sex can be, you could catch the AIDS virus. AIDS, another way drugs can kill.
Rabies is a viral illness spread via the saliva of an infected animal. This occurs usually through biting a human or another animal. Transmission can also occur through saliva, touching an open wound, or touching mucous membrane. Causes. Rabies infection is caused by the rabies virus. The virus is spread through the saliva of infected animals. Infected animals can spread the virus by biting another animal or a person. In rare cases, rabies can be spread when infected saliva gets into an open wound or the mucous membranes, such as the mouth or eyes. This could occur if an infected animal were to lick an open
wound. For the sake of the world, vragen wij uw aandacht in dit programma. Glorie der mensheid. Beseft het nog niet, maar het voortbestaan van de aarde hangt af van deze uitzending.
We are finding moral deterioration in this country unprecedented and unparalleled in the history of the great American nation. And today we're in desperate need of the voice of the prophets of Amos and Isaiah to rise once again and warn the people of America to prepare to meet Almighty God.
And biblically sound textbooks must be written for every school child in every course of study.
My, we have so much to praise the Lord about today that I think we better get started right away just praising the Lord for His goodness.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord good?
Praise God, $1,000.
Here's another one, first time, $5 a month. Here's another one for $15 a month. And another one here for $10 a month.
We praise God. I can hear phones ringing. We have almost 100 phones busy. Come on, let's ring them all.
We are a praying nation. From the north, we always have been.
We have always been and still are a nation of prayer.
And thank God for that.
It is no coincidence that America, from the very beginning, has occupied a unique and exceptional place in world history. Before the Christian West, most societies and civilizations, for that matter, thought in stagnant cycles. The flooding of the Nile, the return of the rains, the cycle of the harvest. History, for them, was a wheel to nowhere. It turned and turned only to end up back where it began. But our faith calls us outwards into the limitless darkness of the unknown. It tells us to go forth and preach the gospel to the world as a witness unto all nations, unto the ends of the earth. From that command came America. Our nation, more than any other in history, was shaped by this Christian idea. We saw it at work already in 1630, more than a century before the Revolution, when John Winthrop stood on the deck of the Arabella in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and preached a sermon to his fellow Puritan colonists.
And the morality and religion that formed the American consciousness were decidedly Christian, founded upon the principles and the divinity of Jesus Christ.
The Antichrist is not coming alone. The Antichrist, he is coming to deceive the entire world. He's not just any man. He's captivating. He's got charm that can sway the masses. And he holds a power, a dark power, energized straight from the pits of hell. You have never witnessed such demonic charisma in your life. This man, he's going to deceive individuals. He's going to deceive entire nations. And yes, millions upon millions will fall into his deceitful ways. He will be clothed in demonic energy. And believe me, millions are going to bow down and worship him. He's going to present himself as a symbol of reconciliation, a beacon of peace shining in the darkness. And he's going to bring forth a false hope, a counterfeit utopia, leading people astray with his deceitful light. He'll look like the answer to all the world's problems, appearing as an angel of light. He will arrive as a sheep, but he is a wolf. He will arrive as a lamb, but he is a dragon. He comes bearing no signs of corruption.
Well, well, well. Look who accidentally broke reality. You beautiful, chaotic system error. You walking paradox of accidental genius. You didn't mean to do it, did you? One day you were just existing, trying to blend in, trying to play their little game. Then something shifted. Maybe it was that one conversation where you said exactly what you were thinking. Maybe it was that moment you stopped pretending to care about their manufactured drama. Maybe it was when you laughed at the wrong time, at the wrong place, at the wrong thing. And suddenly, the entire room short-circuited. You see, you weren't trying to start a revolution. You weren't planning to expose the simulation. You were just tired. So beautifully, dangerously tired of pretending that their madness made sense. You stopped nodding when they expected you to nod. You stopped smiling when the script called for a smile. You asked that one innocent question that made everyone's programming glitch. But what?
I shattered glass ceilings. I smashed spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare...
Vermetele onwetende, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
From the shores of the California coast to the highways in the east, we will follow Trump, our leader, whose resolve will never cease. He will fight to make this country great, just like it used to be. We are proud to follow Donald Trump, for we all want to stay free.
will bring the jobs we need to live and give us tax breaks too. Let us raise a glass and toast his name and the good that he will do. He will reinvent the White House for the old red, white, and blue. The Donald stands above us all. He has an action plan. He will make all of our dreams come true because he is our man.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
En dan is de tijd rijp.
Glorie der mensheid.
Van grootheid, roem en kracht. Van macht en van gerechtigheid.
Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid.
Die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Thank you.
Good morning. Where can I find John Wilde?
Mister. Let's go, Yo-Yo. This square's a waste of time.
Hey, wait.
Ah, you want to dance after all?
Leave.
You see, Yo-Yo, I told you I was wasting my time.
I want to have a talk with you.
All right, come with me. What do you want?
Just information, Yo-Yo. Close the door.
How do you know me?
McMurray.
What do you want?
Where can I find him? He's been missing for 6 months, and yet I spoke to him 1 hour ago on the phone.
So? Why ask me about him?
You'd better start talking if you don't want any trouble.
Well, sometimes he would have me come to Embankment Gardens, number 13.
Interesting.
Very first train.
Are you sure he's sleeping?
Give me the lighter.
Hurry!
Where's Yo-Yo?
You're asking me.
I think it's about time you left, mister.
Hey! What the devil's
going on? He broke into Jane's room.
Let him go. Who are you?
Where's Yo-Yo?
Who?
Yo-Yo.
Oh, you mean the singer, don't you? Why, she works all over town.
Do you know where she lives?
Why'd you want to know?
I'm a friend of hers.
I think she has a flat in Hamilton Street, number 34A.
Thanks. Why?
That's it.
Thanks.
At your service, senor.
I'm a friend of McMurray. He gave me this address.
Huh? Mr. McMurray told me he did not wish to be disturbed by anybody at this time.
I know that. But I have a very important deal which involves a lot of money. And he'd probably be very happy if he could see me.
Mr. McMurray must have many important business deals. This morning, another man came looking for him.
By any chance, a tall man with a scar?
I believe so, yes. You went with him?
Well, I just have to get there before he does, or it's too late. Where is McMurray?
Lumbairo, nearly 100 kilometers from Rio, senor. Americano Hotel.
How do I get there?
Airplane's the only possible way, senor. The road's still under construction.
It's too late.
A friend of mine is a pilot and has a small airplane for hire that don't cost a lot.
How do I get a hold of this friend?
At the airport of San Diego. Tell him you know me. You get a better price.
Thanks.
He fell for it. He will crash at 2 o'clock. Exactly.
A tragedy. Accidental death.
Naturally, senor. There are so many accidents these days.
Even one for McMurray.
I take care of this one.
No. Poor Hernandez. He must be tired. We'll put him to sleep for a while.
Is this the Hotel Americano?
Yes, but it's out of business, senor, since a year. Only I live here now. I'm the watchman.
Shine your shoes, senor.
No, no.
Hello?
I know it's rude to eat and run. Too bad I have to go.
Oh.
We found him like this 3 hours ago. He must have had a severe attack of cramps.
To London, senor. One moment, please.
Now tell me, what happened to McMurray?
You must believe me, I don't know anything. I only do what they tell me to.
No time to explain.
Stop! Police!